Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We got our good friend Jeffrey Zabar here, too. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than coming up on 16 years. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's an award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based. He's our good friend Jeff. Welcome back.
Thank you, and I just have to give you fair warning. We're on live radio.
Right.
It's allergy season.
Oh yeah.
If I sneeze into the phone,
okay,
You'll please forgive me.
Well, I think I'm okay from the germs, but you could turn your head if you wanted to.
I will turn my head or hit the mute button if I get
Thank
it,
you.
But sometimes I can be in the middle of a truly compelling
you don't
thought,
even
the
have
reason
a,
you pay me the big money.
You don't have a mute button. Don't say that.
I don't have
a Hey, Jeff.
No governor, no mute button, nothing to slow me down or shut me up.
My friend Tom Felpenstein has a term that he uses that I steal from him all the time, and once every 3 years I give him credit for it. He has a term called inside the four walls. And what he means by that is understanding what goes on inside the four walls of your business, why it's important that you define. Could be inside the four walls, literally the walls of your business, your building, or the four walls could also be your parking lot. It could be as far out as your parking lot.
Right.
But then he talks a lot about how to run your business inside the four walls. And my take on that is that he's exactly right, except that if you only stay, and he doesn't mean this, but if you only stay inside your four walls, then you'll continue to get all the stuff that you know and nothing else. You've got to get out your head, your brain, your mind, your eyes, your ears outside of your four walls on a regular basis to find out what the heck's going on outside. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that for anyone who's been a soloist, yourself, myself, you know, anyone who is or has, you know, worked alone, worked from home, they know that's the lament. It's not about being isolated. It's not about I've never felt isolated working from home because I'm in touch with people all the time. I got my dogs. I got
but
my
you got,
family.
You got the danger
home.
Of cocooning or nesting or
well,
or
you
whatever,
have the danger
right?
of you have the danger of that. But I think the bigger danger is not being in the stream of new ideas. You know, I've gone on job prospecting interviews and I've huddled with advertising agencies and PR firms to try and win new business, and they brought me in as a contract vendor on a project.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sit around a table with, you know, 2, 3, 4, 10 other people, and you're tossing ideas around, that's a great way to just sort of charge your creative batteries and to come up with great ideas that you might not have alone. And so it's great for ideation, but it's also great for coming up with new tools and strategies and ways mm-hmm. to run a business that you otherwise just wouldn't get by, you know, reading a tech blog or reading,
right.
you know, a business magazine or something like that. You need more engagement.
Well, so you're saying don't just read a newsletter or a magazine. You're saying engagement. When you say engagement, what do you mean?
I mean get out there.
You mean literally, physically,
well,
get up off your backside and go outside your four walls.
Two ways, absolutely. You could get out there and go, you know, go out to networking meetings, go out to organizations. You know, I don't know if it was Alan Weiss, one of the authors, you know, wrote a book, Never Eat Alone.
Right.
So if ever you have to head out to a lunch meeting or something like that, just find someone in your contact list who's near where you got to be and set it up as a lunch, you know, set up a lunch meeting, you know, or a dinner or, you know, coffee. But you know, there's two ways to look at that. One is to dedicate every Thursday, for example. Here we are on a Thursday. Every Thursday you're going to pick someone new to go out to lunch with. And, you know, don't let them know I'm picking you for Thursday. But you just say, hey, Bob, you know, let's go out to lunch. Or, hey, Susie, we haven't chatted in a while. So go out, treat them to lunch. Someone who, you know, honestly brings value, that you trust their opinion. They're on the leading edge of whatever it is they do. They can bring you insights that you wouldn't otherwise have. And you bring to them. It's not all about what they can do for you, but what you can do for them as well, whether it's business, whether it's a new strategy. Hey,
so let's talk about why people don't do this more, Jeff. Why they don't do this more? Why do you think? Why do you think it's necessary for you to say these things? Why isn't everybody listening saying, "Well, duh, everybody knows that"?
Well, there may be some listeners who do, but I would imagine that many don't.
Too many.
Because
don't.
Because it is.
Guess what, Jeff? Every one of us has done this.
Right.
You've done it.
And it's because if you think of it as a pattern, then I doubt we're keeping to the pattern. If you think of it as somehow I need to get out more, you know, once a month, you know, three times a month, I'm going to get out and do something and network, and whether it's go to a breakfast, take someone to lunch, you know, whatever the case may be, meet with some clients face-to-face as opposed to, you know, I think it was an airline commercial where there's a group clustered in a conference room, and the guys, the boss man, are handing out airline tickets. He goes, "We lost a client today because he didn't, you know, something like he didn't see us
mm-hmm.
enough. We're all going to do client visits today."
Right.
Usually, for most of us, it's just hop in the car. You
so,
know?
Do you think this is increasingly a challenge as we go down the generation?
Well, it's a great point because I think generationally.
See, my generation, baby boomers, it's as natural as falling off a log for us to get outside and go out and go visit with customers. That's our nature to do that. To pick up the phone. It's our nature to get tired of sending emails back and forth to the same person. Finally, you just say, "The heck with this," and you pick up the phone and work it out.
Right. Absolutely. Just make the phone call. Yeah, I think it's generational, but I also think
so what you're saying though is, and this is news, this we're breaking news here, and it's a little controversial. You're actually saying, Jeff, that the younger generations could learn something from the older generation. Is that what you're saying? Are you saying that right here on national radio?
You know, not about setting the VCR. I mean, who has VCRs anymore? But no, I think...
I'm really good at sarcasm, you know.
I sensed your sarcasm there, and that is true. But also, I think that we all have a lot to learn in how we run our business and how we get out and do these things. And, you know, as you admitted, you know, we baby boomers can be frankly lazy that way and not get out enough.
Well, sometimes we do. The reason we do it as business owners is because we're afraid to leave our business.
We're busy running the business.
We're so busy doing that. But you're exactly right, and this is why I recommend groups, that mastermind groups.
Right. Absolutely.
Even if it's just two of you, get together with another business owner on a regular basis. And share some ideas, even if it's just a very informal thing. Do that on a regular basis. Quick break. Right back with Jeff Zabar after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.